I just want to share a few minutes about something that happened recently that's linked in with this whole concept of praying for our city. I don't know if you remember, at the beginning of August, we spent a day praying. And we prayed at high points and key points in the town. Seven different points during the day. And there was one point in the evening where we went up to Epiphany House. And we prayed over the city at Epiphany House. Now, Epiphany House has got a beautiful garden. And I know it's a beautiful garden, so we sat in it. And I know Michael Harbidge has spent many, many years tending that garden and making it as beautiful as it is. So we were sat in this beautiful garden. And Alison and Craig were there. And Alison started to pray for the city. And as she prayed, something stirred in me. Something stirred in me. There's actually, we need to just, sometimes you just, your ears prick up. And she prayed from a garden for a city. And I said to her afterwards, Alison, would you write down what was going on in your mind and your spirit as we were praying? And I want to just read to you what she read, what she sent to me, by way of introducing this kind of concept of the city and praying for the city. So this is what she said. My starting thought, which I didn't actually include in the prayer, was the conversation between God and Jonah when Nineveh wasn't destroyed, in particular verse 4, chapter 4, verse 11. And it said, and should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left? And that made me paraphrase, into, and should I not have concern for the rather smaller city of Truro, in which there are some 20,000 people who cannot tell their spiritual right from wrong? So my thinking and my prayer basically said, we need to acknowledge God's great love for the city. We need to confess that this is something, she confesses that this is something that I don't always share. Give me a good coastal walk any day. I think I can relate to that. Acknowledgement that even though our story starts in the garden in Eden, it's in a city that God chose to place his name. And there's the picture from Revelation is of a city. And then she says, thanks to God that he does care so much for the city. And then a request that we share that passion and compassion with him, not just for the individuals, but for the city as a collective, with all its relationship networks, problems, fallenness, and so on, all its mess, in other words. And a request that he shows us, offering that we will be his instruments in tending, mending, and caring for the city, and turning it to a place where God is enthroned. I thought that was a good prayer. You can see why it sort of captured me as she prayed. So just for a moment this morning, I want us to think about the concept of city. You know, a few days after Alison prayed, Danny came with this amazing, amazing picture. Could we focus on that, Nathan? Is that okay? And she turned up and she said, this is the picture that God has given me for our church at this time. And it's a picture, interestingly, of the city from the place that we have been praying each morning. The green field opposite the football ground. And what there is in this picture is a wave. But there's also like it's a wave of God's blessing. But then what we've also got is a bowl. You know, when you look from up there, the Truro is like a bowl. And that bowl is full of this kind of what I see is glory and fire, you know, sort of Holy Spirit fire. And it's just a fantastic picture of the city that we're going to have up and we're going to use as we pray on for our city. So these two things kind of came about as we've been thinking about and we've been praying for our city. But what do you think about when you think about the city? What do you feel when you think about the city? I know we're proposing a new name for our church. So we're not going to be Truro Baptist Church anymore. We're proposing City Life Church Truro. I know that some of you are uncertain about that. And some people in Truro, they're uncertain about it being a city. But it is a city. With a county town. With a place of influence. The seat of power in many ways. What happens here shapes and impacts the region, the county of Cornwall. There's a church, I listen to their podcasts and follow them. It's a church in America. It's an English guy who's out there. Actually, it's a Scottish guy. But he says the strapline for their church is this. And I'm not suggesting that we nick this, although I just think there's something in it. He says, the story, stepping into the story of God for the sake of the city. Stepping into the story of God for the sake of the city. You know, I said we're not going to nick it, but I do think it's for us. The story of God, which starts in a garden and ends in a city. The new Jerusalem coming down. The new heaven and the new earth that we read about in Revelation. I was reading this morning, and I don't know why this does it. Every time I read it, it brings tears to my eyes. It stirs something in me. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the earth, the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Listen to this. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doesn't it stir something in you? That's the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't fully understand this, what all this means. All I know that there will be a day when God will put right all that is wrong in the world. You know, it started in the garden, didn't it? It all got messed up. And God now is putting everything right through the life, death, through the resurrection, for the ascension of Jesus and through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That is what I believe stepping into the story of God means. We're stepping into his putting things right. And one day it will be fully put right. He wants us all to step into that. And when we step into that, it will have an impact on our city, on our village, on our town, on our street, on our home. Because he wants to bring something of what will one day be in its fullness, in measure, into the here and the now. But he wants that measure to increase. So I want to encourage us today, let's step afresh into the story of God, of the kingdom coming and increasing, of his church, his people restored in their identity, living from the renewed person that they are, living from that place, serving the city and the surrounding area, empowered, guided, helped, enabled by the power of his Holy Spirit. He's inviting us to step into the story, step into his story. And every time we step out in bringing blessing, help, encouragement, whether it be practical, whether it be through words, we're stepping into that story of him putting right all that is wrong in the world. I want to finish with this. You know, we went out and prayed this blessing in every house. Some people loved it. Let's be honest, some people didn't. But we prayed this blessing, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Friends, this starts and finishes with the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, does it not? Christ died for our city. He rose for our city. Christ died for your village, your town, wherever you are watching this from. He died for every person that you that lives in that place. And he died and he rose and he lived for you. He lived, he died, he rose, he ascended into heaven, he's poured out his spirit so that we can have hope, we can have joy, and we can have peace. It's rooted in this death of Christ, in his resurrection. Peace, because there's a stepping into all that God has for us through this thing he's done for us. Joy, because as we step towards him, he steps towards us. And we enter into that relationship that we're created for. And that brings about purpose and value. And with that comes a joy that is within. And hope. Hope, because as we receive the Holy Spirit, as we accept who he is and what he has done for us in Christ, you know, a new purpose comes upon us. You know, there's hope for today. We sing this, don't we? Hope for today and bright hope for tomorrow. There's a hope for today. God is with us through whatever we are going through. He can walk us through it. There's no promise that the Christian life is going to be an easy one. I wish it were so. But the promise is this, that I will be with you whatever. That's what God says. Whatever he is with you. And that brings us hope for today. But there is a hope for tomorrow. Bright hope for tomorrow. Because when this world comes to an end for us, when the life leaves these bodies, and one day it will happen to all of us, there's a promise in his word, in this book. And the promise is this, for those who have trusted in Jesus, heaven awaits eternal life with him. I don't know about you, but that gives me hope. Strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. That is our prayer for each and every one of you today. So I want to pray as I finish. I want to pray this prayer over ourselves, this blessing over ourselves. And I want to ask you to resolve to be part of the answering of that prayer. Sometimes we pray prayers, don't we? And often God says, okay, I accept that prayer, but I want you to be part of the answer. Okay, so where can you bring hope? Where can you share peace and help bring peace and joy? Where can you express and show the love of God? It's just part of stepping into the story of God. It's just what he does. So, what I'm going to ask us to do is, I want to ask us to stand. So if we could stand in the room here, that would be great. If you're at home, I'm going to ask you to stand. And we are going to pray blessing. We're going to pray a blessing over ourselves. We're going to pray a blessing over our community. You know, we've talked today about the city, and yeah, this is where our church is, but we know that people are signed in from all over the country today. We've got people in from Scotland and Portsmouth and the Forest of Dean, but we've got a whole bundle of us here in Truro, but we've got people from Three Milestone, and we've got people from St. Day, and we've got, you know, families and people coming in from all over here. God is not just interested in the city, he's interested in the region. That's what we believe, and we'll minister to the region. So I want us to pray this blessing. And I want us to pray in faith that as we pray this, we believe that God takes the words that we pray according to his will and purpose, and they make a difference. So as we pray, what do you want to pray for? Where do you want to see his blessing revealed? We've had a couple of people sign in and ask us to pray from all the cards that went out yesterday. So Diana has asked us to pray for the schools, and I know we were going to pray for the schools anyway. You know, children, young people returning to school, some people starting school for the very first time. Some people, some of our own children and young people, they're starting new schools. But all of them will be going back after a very long break. Was that 5 months they've been off? looking at those of you with children, 5 months they've been off, you know. So basically, you know, we need to pray for, and this, we need to pray this blessing over our children. And then a lady called Tina has asked us to pray for her mum, who's 90 and misses her church. Isn't that lovely? She's asked us to pray. So we want to pray for your mum, Tina, and we're going to pray this blessing. So do sign in on the live feed. Tell us what you want us to pray for. We're going to go for another 3 or 4 minutes as we pray this blessing over these situations, circumstances, people, our city, this region, homes, families, children. I've been praying a lot for the old people, older people of our city recently. As we've stood and prayed over the city, there's a real burden in me. I've just been praying for the older people. So we'll just wait a few moments. Bring situations to mind. Guys, if you want to write in on the live feed, do that. And then we're going to ask Barney and Holly to lead us in this wonderful blessing taken from Numbers 6. Know it when you hear it. Familiar words of blessing. But we're going to pray over our city, over our region.